not going easy on you, honey. I love Adele. Some of my best friends are Adele. But we're not going easier on her today. I don't have words. They'll be right back. Good afternoon, happy Monday, and welcome to the Colleen and Bradley Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer. That's Colleen Lindstrom.
Hi.
Even though I can't see your lovely face, is
that
intentional?
No, I'm coming. Don't worry. No, right. I'm moving. It'll be fine. It's okay.
So while you're doing that, I just want to let the audience know I'm not going to be easy on Adele, and nor should you be. Look, we need to be tough on the people we love, right? I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, especially when their behavior warrants some tough love.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's exactly what we're going to shell out for our good friend Adele. Because details around this cancellation are a mixed bag. Mostly, there's just a lot of doo-doo in that bag. And by that, I mean, okay, sure, fine. I know life is rough right now, but also what? What I mean by that is we're getting some details on what happened in the lead up to that cancellation. And it really is just like, okay, but what about blank? So, let's catch the audience up. Colleen, I know you didn't have tickets. Mm-hmm. I didn't have tickets. Some of my best friends didn't have tickets.
Nobody. Some people had tickets, and they mad now.
Yeah, because, do you want to just remind the listeners that Adele decided to cancel her weekends with Adele?
So on Thursday, not late, but in the evening hours, there emerged a tearful statement from Adele. By the way, as I've learned, this statement came from a $30,000 a night hotel room at Caesars, where she explained that she had been up for 30 hours trying to negotiate with people to figure out how to get the show ready, and the show just ain't ready. And so they were going to cancel it. And by the way, this was on Thursday, and the first show was scheduled
for Friday. Yeah.
The next day.
So that's where we ended up. And really, you know, I think most of us as fans were like, wow, things are really bad. I mean, COVID and the show wasn't ready, according to Adele. But she really leaned in that explanation as to why the show was, by the way, postponed. Put a pin in that. It's important that she used the word postponed, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. But as sort of time goes on, a lot of people, increasingly more and more people, are asking more and more questions, and they're good questions. And I was reading through sort of the press accounts. There's the salacious bits. You go to the Daily Mail and they're going to make it seem like Adele is a horrible witch who was fighting with her set designer woman, and they're trying to make it like a cat fight between these two very successful ladies. Specifically, this designer, her set designer, Esmeralda Devlin, they allegedly, quote, had a series of explosive arguments as a panicked singer desperately tried to make her shows perfect before a last minute postponement. So that sounds like a drama, right?
Yes.
And, you know, sure, okay, but maybe that's not the whole story, because, again, there's really no proof, and it's just a bunch of sources yammering about these different reasons why the show was postponed. And then I was looking at, there's a guy that was quoted in one of these stories named Roger Friedman, and I don't know him from Adam, but he has like been on the Adele beat for a while. And I looked at some of his old articles. He does a website called Showbiz 411. And it's it's not the one you're thinking of.
Oh, fine.
It's not the Showbiz cheat sheet, which we routinely will talk about. But he has talked about like what was going on with Adele's show, and then what happened with the cancellation of Adele's show, and then some developments about the kinds of workers she was using versus Lady Gaga. I can tell you about that in a minute. Anyway, it kind of broadened the possibilities for what's really going on behind this. I think we all kind of considered it a cancellation, but again, she's calling it a postponement. So here's the thing about Adele. What she said was, because of COVID and things not being right, she's postponing the shows. And Colleen, remember, she didn't just postpone them for like a week or two.
Till April.
Right? She postponed all of the shows through April with no word yet on when those dates will be rescheduled. But in my reading, it's clear that the reason she said postpone is because then they don't have to refund anyone's money. And everybody who has tickets for this show is essentially unable to sell those tickets or get refunds for those tickets right now. So if you had a ticket for last weekend's show, well, I don't know about last weekend, the shows that have already occurred, but when she said postponed, that prevents people who hold tickets for those shows from reselling them until new dates are announced. Had she said canceled, they could have gotten refunds immediately, right? So that's interesting, right? Because what that says is that Adele planned, or you would assume anyway, she's got plans to remount that show on dates as early as the end of April or whenever the show's dates originally. Or, I mean, you know, I guess even possibly she could just post new dates starting next month.
Right.
She theoretically.
It seems like, she can go back and say, hey, show's on any minute.
But this Roger Friedman dude, apparently like a couple weeks ago, he was reporting on the fact that the tickets were actually not selling as well. You know, there was that initial explosion of ticket sales, but a lot of them got purchased by resellers, and there were tons of these resale tickets still available for like $400 a pop. And so it almost makes me wonder, like, I don't, you know, I'm fully wearing my tinfoil hat at this point.
That's what we do.
But you could see a situation where, sure, COVID, because they talk about this, you know, like, is it possible that COVID illnesses really led to this cancellation?
Right, because she did say in her message that half of her crew was out with COVID.
And this Roger Friedman is talking to people in Vegas, like, who do shows routinely. And they're like, well, you know, one and two here and there, sure. Like, there are some shows that are having to grapple with this, and you can get backup dancers. And sure, it's not ideal. And yeah, sure, maybe you would have to push things out a couple weeks. But that set for her show is literally at Caesar's Palace. It's all been loaded in. It's not apparently according to Adele's standards. But even the gift shop, and this was the other piece of news that came out over the weekend. Did you see these videos where she's like FaceTiming fans?
Yes.
And saying, like, you know, grab your free gift bag from the gift shop and ask questions about the, you know, all my production people are there. My management people are there. By the way, I think she was like upstairs in her like bougie suite.
Okay, which I was about to say, but why aren't you
there? Why didn't you come down? COVID, probably. Who knows? I mean, look.
Yeah, but she's going to put everybody else there.
I
thought half of her crew was gone. I'm sorry.
So
I do not like feeling these feelings about Adele.
I know.
I'm feeling it's these feelings.
So much secondhand embarrassment.
It is, because what it really says is that this is a PR stunt, right? Like, I get it. It's sure. If you got a FaceTime from Adele, you'd be like wetting yourself, right?
You said that very nicely.
You would be tinkling all over the place, as would I, and rightfully so. But I don't think that means we need to not hold her and her people accountable for this, like, this still, like, hugely unanswered experience of what's going on with the show. Because, again, everybody around seems to be, like, all these industry people in Vegas were like, we were super surprised. Because postpone? Sure. And she said postpone, but, like, postpone through April? We're not quite sure why that has to happen. If there are some, you know, supply chain issues and some COVID illnesses, wait a few weeks. So what I wonder, based on this information about, you know, ticket sales being kind of lukewarm, I mean, you could see a world where Adele doesn't want to do a tour that's not going to be sold out. You can see, like, and rightfully so, like, COVID, a lot of people were not, you know, I'm sure the ticket sales were lukewarm for a good chunk of this period of time. Because of COVID, totally understandable. People don't maybe want to rush to Vegas right now. But, like, if you're Adele and this is your, you know, one big chance to make a ton of money in Vegas, I mean, I guess you could see a situation where you're like, well, we're not going through with this until we can make as much money and sell out crowds so that the headlines are, you know, sold out, maxed out, need more dates, etc. That's the only thing I can think of.
I am super with you. I am like, I'm right here. Except for this. Except for when you consider how many people showed up for that ding ding.
Are they hearing Colleen?
No, they're not hearing her.
What did they show up for? The ding dang what, Colleen?
Oh. What? Oh.
Leaving us.
Did you lose me? I'm here.
Okay. Oh, hi.
So ding dang what now? Oh, I think we lost her again.
Yeah, ding dang what?
Hi, this is Adele. I'm not doing a concert in Vegas.
No, but and I'm going to cry about it on social media and be all performative in that way. So, in fact, Adele has given us a performance.
Yes, and look, again, I expect nothing less from Adele. I think as a person, she probably is heartbroken. I do also think that the sort of like first ring, I almost said first ring suburbs, first ring tabloids, and feel free to jump in, Colleen, if you're back with us. The first ring tabloids are going to try to make this like she's a horrible liar who's lying, lie, lying. Like, I'm not going to listen to their crap either. But I am going to ask the questions and look for real answers, because there has to be a real answer as to why she postponed this entire tour through April. And those answers have to be better than COVID and it just wasn't ready.
So, remember, did you guys bring up the, I'm sorry, I had to take a quick little nap for a second.
I'm glad you're back.
It's a moment. Anyway, no, but did you talk about how NT Lawyer basically was like, you know, there are things that you learn after the fact. You learn the real reason, and that's what's going to happen with this Adele stuff,
yeah.
Right? So, I hear what you're saying about the sold-out crowd situation and how she maybe is stomping and saying no. Then there's all these other rumors about things not being up to her standards, or she was feeling the pressure of, you know, Caesars wanting her to put on a show-stopping show, and she just really wanted to make it about the music, blah, 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 blah. There's going to be a lot of noise.
Yeah, and there is a lot of noise.
And there already is, and there's going to be more. And I do think eventually we're going to find out what the real truth is, because you're right. There's something more to this. We just don't know what it is yet. But I don't know. I'm being very careful in this moment to not get too attached to anything we're hearing.
No, and that's why when I was reading through this, the Daily Mail account and the Sun account, and there was this battle between her and a set designer, I was like, this is not real. This mm-hmm. is just, you know, people trying to make a salacious catfight between these two women. But when I started reading, you know, the reporting that this actual Roger Friedman character, who has like talked to actual people in the industry and who seems to have been doing this for a while, I thought, well, okay, he's posing these as real questions. Again, not surprising that there might be a delay, but why this much of a delay? Mm-hmm. You know, not sort of just like taking the easy answer. And, you know, you'll hear people say things like, oh, she's a perfectionist, or oh, she has anxiety disorder. And like, no, I don't think it's Adele's anxiety disorder that leads her to cancel an entire show moments before it's about to start. When, by the way, remember, the set is already up and ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, she could just step on the stage and open that big, beautiful mouth, and everybody would have been satisfied. So something's going on.
Yeah. And we need more answers. And Adele, you're mm-hmm. welcome, as always, to come on the show and walk us through what really went on.
Open invitation.
Hotline's open, man.
Yeah. We'll even, you know, purchase some nice outdoor furniture that matches your outfit for you to sit mm-hmm. in and discuss this, just like you did with Oprah. All right, when we come back, our good friend Elizabeth Reese joins us with all the latest from Hollywood right here on My Talk 107.1.